Hello again, and welcome to the November 15th of 2021 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your discussion host, Marv Pikla, and yep, I am coming to you very early from my longtime hunting blind in northern Michigan. Now, you may be concerned that my not-so-quiet voice will scare away that dream 12-point that I'm hoping to see this morning. But please be assured that in light of my very early time here on the broadcast, my selective distancing from the woods also, I think I will be okay, and that the 5 and 6 or 7 moments that we share together with this message, I don't think it will chase away any of the prizes that I'm hoping for. But I think it's important that we get right to this month's podcast. So first, let me report that it has been fun offering a diverse lineup of discussion topics over the last months. Second, it has also been great to hear back, you know, maybe those voices from the past of some of the groups, the gang that I worked with, to let me know that they're listening and that they recall some of the situations that surrounded the content of specific messages, and that's always a fun thing to hear. So with that in mind, this month I've chosen a topic that I want to talk about. It's a concept, you know, an action that's helped me help others during my career. And so this month, our topic will be about infused leadership. Yep, infused leadership. And then again, the question comes up, what do I mean by infused leadership? Well, first I got to tell you what it's not. I think infused leadership is not delegation. You know, it's not the delegation or assignment of specific duties and responsibilities. It is not that. Also, infused leadership is not a form of shared leadership when somebody is given some special duties or those duties are assigned to one or two or three people and they all have to share in the completion or performance of it. No, it's not that either. No, my design and usage of an infused leadership strategy is to blend one or two or three leadership expectations into a coworker's or a personnel's day job. And maybe it becomes part of a special assignment. And, well, hold on. Sometimes the best way to explain these things like infused leadership is to give you some examples. So here we go. The first example is to possibly assign somebody to draft a new concept or a work paper for a different alternative product or service that may be introduced down the road. This kind of infused leadership initiative would hopefully facilitate with that person the importance of being an innovator, okay? Not just because of the assignment, but because innovation is the future, okay? So assigning someone that concept paper opportunity is driving innovation. A second example, a second infused leadership action would be to ask them to represent your agency, your company, at a public gathering and also be required to present information on maybe the cool stuff you're doing at that setting, in that meeting, in that public setting. Okay? This infused leadership activity would drive home the importance of always being an ambassador for your organization. That's critical because you want them to be able to deliver that message anytime, anywhere, every day. Okay? So think about that. Being an ambassador and presenting on behalf of the agency. A final and infused leadership action would be to involve a person, some personnel person from the agency, to make them part of an evaluation or a monitoring or a grievance resolution process. Okay? Why? Because this infused leadership assignment would be intended to ensure that they know, everyone would know, the various levels of accountability that come with your organization, that belong to your organization, that accountability is always, always part of every leadership function, okay? And so, would any of these infused leadership cause a person to not understand that progressive professional discomfort is a good thing? No. I mean, sometimes professional discomfort causes great growth in people. And this is truly a priceless opportunity when you appropriately apply infused leadership. Well, I tell you what, daylight is coming quickly, and who knows what this hunting season might bring. I hope my discussion on infused leadership will make a positive impact on you and your workplace. Thanks so much again for listening, and we'll talk more next month.